Welcome to WYEP's annual Halloween show. WESA multimedia editor Megan Harris shares the secrets of her family's obsession with Halloween decorating.
Halloween was sort of our family holiday. We would decorate a little bit for Christmas, but we went all out for Halloween. Mom was in charge of the inside. Dad typically did the outside. All of these adventures invariably involved power tools and a trip to the hospital. We started off small when I was very little. We would make those little lollipop ghosts with the tissue paper and the bows and the little eyes around them. So we would do tombstones. We etched out of them and made the interesting little designs. We would go to trips to the cemetery around the corner to see what we could try to emulate, and then have, you know, long family arguments about how we should pay homage to our fake deceased in our yard. So years later, we decided we wanted to make a big full-size coffin. So to do this, Dad put a huge piece of plywood on the side of the garage. I stood next to it, rigid, arms at my side, head straight up, and he did an outline of a body, and we built the lines around that so that I theoretically could lie in the coffin. It didn't occur to me until years later just how creepy and morbid that might have been. But we cut it out, we made a top and bottom, we put the rope handles on the side of everything, which sometimes we would put on big black cloaks and other things that we'd collected through the years during Halloween evening and carry it across the yard or through other people's yards to scare them. None of this was ever a good idea. All of those decorations factored into kind of our outdoor experience where we would set everything up. There were a lot of decorations and a lot of interesting memories that went with all of those.